I'm going to read from our class book, Living the Science of Mind, and this particular page that I'm looking at in this version of the book is page 120, where it's a section that starts with the law that is within you. And here's where I'll pick it up. One of the most fascinating things which you will ever learn is that this law, which exists at the center of your being, is creative. You use the same creativeness which brought the planets into being, the same creativeness which produced everything that is. The law of your life is a law of freedom, but you have used it as a law of bondage. You must now use it as a law of freedom. All individual minds, your own included, my own included too, are different activities of the infinite mind. This mind of God is the law of your life. When you speak, it speaks within you. Thus, your thought becomes the law of your life because the law of the one mind already resides at the center of your being. To think is to create. You have already been thinking and creating. Now you wish to create good instead of evil, abundance rather than limitation. You have this possibility within you, for the law within you is set in motion by the mind within you. The mind within you is God, having complete authority over the law, but you must reverse your use of this law. You must accept your freedom, announce your liberty, and proclaim your divine birthright. So, know with me that these words are the truth. These words will set you free. These words are powerful. This infinite all there is. This God, goddess, wonder, whatever word that you think, whether it's the words you want to create with, the palette upon your world is not up for question. It is. My word and God's word are the same words. It's all 8 billion words. And that's what we're creating. So if I want the same thing I experienced yesterday, all I have to do is keep thinking the same way as I did yesterday. However, today I go forth anew. I recognize my oneness with the creative power of the universe. I recognize the truth of that. I know the truth of that. And I take seriously the truth of that. I remember that. Every day, minute by minute, I remember that. And I surrender to that great divine will. And I allow for its brilliance. I allow for its awesomeness. I allow for its creativity. And I make sure that what I'm thinking is not my stinking thinking, but my great good thinking. I go through this day letting my thoughts precede my words, letting my thoughts go in front of me, helping me create a better day, helping me create a greater day. Helping me enjoy the day that I am creating in this very moment. I create willingly and with great freedom and great joy, great power, great light, great love coming through me, coming to me, coming be by me, coming as me, surrendering to this goodness, knowing how perfect it is. And so I can let go. I can just turn within and feel grateful. I can take that gratitude into my heart, into my soul, into my love, into my day. I thank you, sweet spirit. I am deeply grateful, and so it is.